The month of March used to mark the beginning of the new year, and in many religious traditions, it still marks the beginning of the spiritual new year. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Guide to the Night Sky. The month of March gets its name from the Roman god of war, the planet Mars. And Mars was not only considered a defensive warrior, but also an aggressive warrior. So he marked the beginnings and the time for taking action. So when his month came round, that was the beginning of the new year. Also in the month of March, we have the first day of spring, which is known technically as the vernal equinox. It's the point when it appears to us that the sun comes up right to the celestial equator and begins to move into the northern celestial hemisphere. So it's the beginning of time when, in the cycle of the year, we're having greater sunlight in the northern hemisphere. This also was kind of the trigger for when it was appropriate to celebrate the spring festivals of renewal, such as the Passover or the renewal of fire or the Easter festival. And we can still hear that March was regarded as the beginning of the year when we listen to the names of the calendar months that we still use. September, for instance, is the seventh month from Mars and from March. October is the eighth month from March. November is the ninth month, and December is the 10th month. The other interesting thing about March is that we often will hear that it comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Well, this isn't just a reference to the weather. It's actually a reference to the stars that are overhead at this time. Leo, the lion constellation, is rising up in the east at sunset, while the stars of Aries, the ram or the lamb, are starting to be swallowed up into the sun. By the end of the month, the sun will be much more advanced into Aries stars, so you can say it's coming in like a lion, going out like a lamb. I'm Mary Stuart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.